You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
After talking about doing this for years and years and years, and I'm not exaggerating, well over 20 years I've been talking about doing this, I'm actually going into Superior Court today to file paper to change my name legally.
Hey, Chad Testa. This is great. All new branding. This will be fantastic.
Chad and Jeremy.
Chad and Jeremy.
Wait, wasn't
in the
Chad and Jeremy a singing group in the 60s?
Don't ask me, buddy. Don't ask me.
I think they were.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I had to go into a bank the other day and get some pages notarized. And they were like, they have to ask questions. You know, a notary has to know what the hell they're notarizing.
Yeah.
And so I had to go through the whole story about what's going on. But just in a nutshell, my name on my birth certificate is not the same name that's on my Social Security stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I go through life with two different names on very important documents. Some important documents have it spelled one way. Some have it spelled another way. It's the same name, spelled differently. And I'm like, that's going to come back and bite me in the butt at some point.
Yeah.
So I'm just going down to change so that I just have one.
You think it's going to go pretty well? They're going to give you the green light, thumbs up, big stamp.
Yeah, but
what
it takes
do?
Time. You know, you got to do this thing where you've got to post it in some weird paper. It's not like a regular newspaper. You got to post it for like a month so that if anyone has a problem,
creditors can find you. Yeah,
that's okay. Right. Mr. Testa owes me money.
Right. Okay.
They can come after me. So it'll be a while. Probably sometime this summer it'll be official. But
good. It's about time. You really have been talking about this for years.
I don't mind telling you. That I'm a little bit sad. I'm pulling a Jeremy here because I'm getting sentimental about switching it after all these years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's
you know, my son is
name.
A junior, is the third. I'm mm-hmm. a junior. He's the third. So technically, legally, we won't have the same name anymore.
Technically.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I mean, we'll both be Dominic's.
It needs to be done, though.
It's got to be done. So there we go. I'm off to change my name.
All right. Pack a lunch. I don't know how long you'll be there.
I know.
Take a little.
I'm worried about that because you can't make an appointment for it. You just got to walk in.
Yeah, bring a little peanut butter sandwich or something. You might be sitting there a while.
Dom at a government office. That should be a blast.
Good times.
And then afterwards, I have an odd date. We were talking a little bit about this the other day. I'm doing a test drive of a friendship this mm-hmm. evening. So it's this the couple of guys that I met at a bar, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whatever. And we just kind of started chatting and kind of hit it off. And we decided we're going to try to connect. And since I have moved 3.5 years ago, I have not made any friends, which I know sounds weird to a lot of people. But right after I moved here was the pandemic for 1.5 years or whatever. I didn't get out. I work from home, so I'm not in an office to meet people. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a little test drive today.
This is a big deal for you. What is it about these guys that you like so much?
They're snarky. They're snarky like me. They have the same kind of snarky personality and funny that I like to hang around.
That's good. You guys can crack jokes and have an old-fashioned together. And
get a load of this. They both have a little bit of radio in their background.
Well, perfect.
Mm-hmm. One of them worked with a guy that, Jeremy, you and I worked with.
Really? What are the odds?
A little while. Yeah. He worked for him. And I will tell you this, without going into detail, he didn't have very complimentary things to say about him.
Did we have very complimentary things to say about him?
You and I did not work closely with him. We just passed him in the hall mostly.
Okay. But we probably knew.
But he worked with him at the same radio station, and he goes, that guy was a you-know-what.
Dang.
So,
well, that'll be good. So what are you just doing, dinner or apps?
Yeah, we're meeting a dinner at, remember I told you I went to that Persian restaurant a while back?
I recall that, yes.
Same restaurant, but different location in the city itself. So I have to drive like almost an hour to get there.
All right.
But I got to go into town for court anyway, so
I'm just killing two birds. I hope this works out for you.
I do, too.
I want you to have some friends.
Poor Tom doesn't have any friends.
I want you to then, like, friend each other on Facebook and make it official.
You know what's kind of funny about it, too, is that I'm sort of living the Jeremy type of line through life, because I remember many years ago when you, other than Surratt, you didn't really have any friends. And yeah. we used to talk about it on the show. And you were like, I don't need any friends.
I don't need friends.
I don't want friends. And you were a friendless dude. And then you had kids.
And then it was a lot of friend test drives. It was a lot of my wife being friends with the moms and the kids. And then, like, you need to meet the husbands. So she would set mm-hmm. up play dates for all of us. And mm-hmm. We would go. She's actually forcing a play date on another couple right now. And I'm like, ugh, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's trying to test drive some another guy friend for me. But, you know, yeah.
It's interesting how spouses can shoot down a couple's friendships. Example, I thought I had met a friend like about a year ago at a different bar. I tend to sit at bars to do my work. I'm not an alcoholic, people. I just sit there to do my work. Anyway, I met this guy who's an attorney,
mm-hmm.
and we hit it off. He's older than I am, but we hit it off, and so we decided we were going to get together for dinner at the same place, but not instead of sitting at the bar, we'd grab a table. It's a nice restaurant, and we'd bring our wives with us. Well, the day before we were supposed to do that, he sent me a text message and said, yeah, we had something come up. We can't do it.
Yeah.
And Gretchen told me, she goes, you know what that is, don't you? That's the wife saying, I don't want to go hang out with these people I don't know.
I don't even know them. Yeah.
And I asked Gretchen, I said, how do you know that? She goes, because that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's exactly what I would do.
She goes, you just met this guy. You know, you've hung out with him a couple of times. I don't want to meet him and his wife. You know, I don't want to get dressed up. And
you reach a point in your life, too, where you're just like, I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm not doing it.
That's what I think.
I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm not doing
Gretchen's
it.
Gretchen's like, why do I want to get dressed up and go in and meet a couple of people? I don't need them. You just hang out with them.
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson, because when I met these two guys a month ago at this bar, Gretch was with me, and one of them, his wife showed up about halfway through. And
that's
think
good.
The original conversation was that we would get together as couples. But I, having learned my lesson, sent him a note and said, let's just make it the guys this time.
We'll start with that baby steps.
And he wrote back, great idea.
He knows too.
I think we all know that spouses, and it can go either way, but spouses can shoot down any type of couple's friendship.
They put the kibosh on it. And see, the thing with the current one right now that Nicole wants me to go and hang out with meet is at their house. And that's another reason I don't like it.
No.
I want neutral territory. If this were to pan out, we need to be able to meet for 45 to an hour at have some apps and a couple drinks and then go our ways.
Yes.
I don't want to be trapped at their house,
Nicole,
with no way out.
Nicole's like going to third base on the first date.
Jumping right to third base, Dom. And
Nicole,
I'm like, whoa.
Nicole, first base.
Yeah, baby steps for
God.
Sure. I was like, I'm not going to somebody's house.
I almost always take her side on everything. This time,
not
like,
this time. I'm like,
not this time.
Don't get me stuck there. And I'm sure it'll be like a guy with a bunch of sports memorabilia and stuff that he wants to show me.
That's
and I'm
right.
like, no, I'll be scratching at the door to get out.
So. And he, at the same time, right this very moment, is going, I don't want this guy coming to my house.
Yeah, let's meet at Golden Corral or something, and then we'll talk.
I mean, I guarantee you, he doesn't want you in his house.
Yeah, friendships are hard.